Hi, this is the free English podcast from EnglishBanana.com. This week I did something a bit different. While I was recording the introduction and the ending of the podcast, I was live streaming it, broadcasting it on Periscope. Periscope is the free live streaming app, video streaming. And it was great. It was my first time using it to broadcast something, and it's got great potential for doing lessons, live lessons, of course English lessons, and I'm hopefully going to do some of those in the near future. If you'd like to know about them when they are, then either contact me at EnglishBanana.com or download the app, Periscope app, and I think you can either follow or subscribe, join English Banana. It's at English Banana, just like the Twitter username. So hopefully we can meet up there soon with some free live lessons or video lessons. And it's a great tool for educators, absolutely great. So I just wanted to mention it. Enjoy the podcast. And bye for now. Hi, welcome to the free English podcast from EnglishBanana.com. Thanks for downloading. I'm Matt Perland, and this week it's modal verbs. What do you know about modal verbs? And we're going to be using a brand new pack of materials from EnglishBanana.com all about modal verbs. So that's coming up in a moment. I should remind you just to subscribe to us on Acast and iTunes, and that way you'll get the latest episode of this podcast. It's usually a weekly podcast. And don't forget, you can contact us on Twitter at English Banana. Go to our contact page on the website, EnglishBanana.com. Email is info@EnglishBanana.com. And I'd love to hear your feedback, comments or questions, suggestions for new podcasts, for example. Or I'd like to hear from you if you have something to promote that's interesting for teachers of English, or ESL, EFL, or any acronym like that. This week we've got an interesting app. We're going to talk about that after the main section of the podcast. So that's coming up later on. An interesting app. That's something to look forward to. So let's begin and learn all about modal verbs. Don't forget, you can download the material for this lesson. It's from our podcast page at EnglishBanana.com. So I'm sure you'll be able to find it there. Let's listen and learn about modal verbs. So we're looking at this free pack, modal verbs revision page and activities, and you can download this from EnglishBanana.com. It's going to be on our podcast page, or you can search for it as well. The idea behind this page is really to have all of our modal verbs on one page. We've got modal verbs, each one is numbered. We've got the use, or some of the uses, the main ones, for each modal verb: strength, examples, and also we've got past forms and future forms. So this makes a really nice revision page, or sort of cheat sheet. You can use it as a teacher, or give it to your students to learn. You could use it to prepare a test, for example. And I like it because everything's clear everything's on one page and it's color coded. We can see modal verbs which are connected together, for example, must have to, must not, and be not allowed to. So with verb allow, should and ought to are together with a yellow color. Can be able to, may, might, and will. And I think it's helpful because we can see not only modal verbs but also the past forms, also the future forms. And it's quite rare that we can see all this information in one single page, in one byte, as it were. So I'm happy about it. I hope you can use it with your students. Or if you're a student, you're listening and watching, you can use it to learn English modal verbs. But what else is here? There are also some activities to do. So on the second page, we've got complete the gaps one. This is one way to really freak out your students. Just photocopy this page, give it to them, and say, okay, that's your homework for tomorrow. What? They've got to go away and find out all this information. I did that for my students recently. And I did give them about a week to do it. And also I made it easier. I said you can work in small groups so you could sort of share the work. But it's a good activity. You know, what are uses of each modal verb? What are the past forms? Strength. Of course you could give an example for one of them, or two of them, or more. What are the future forms of must? You know, must doesn't have past form or future form, so what do we use? Then how do we express it? This is necessity internal. Necessity, something I feel, that I must do it, compared with obligation external, somebody else telling me to do something. So it's good just to look at these words, even, you know, the uses. This is the real key to it. I went through it with a Polish student yesterday. What is it in Polish? Prohibition, duty, advice, recommendation, logical deduction, ability, possibility. And he knew some of them, but not all of them. But these are modes that we have, we can express via modal verbs. These are important things. We can't get far, really, without using modal verbs. We use them in most sentences. Yeah. And these are the main uses. Of course, there are a few more. We could make a longer list, but has to be on one page, I'm afraid, for this example. So, you've got this page, complete the gaps one, or give them the other way around, give them with the uses, and say, okay, go away and research, look at modal verbs, or you could elicit the modal verbs in the lesson time, and then they do the rest for homework, or whatever. So you've got different options here. Or you could, I'm not going to say take away all the information, but just leave a blank. But, of course, you can do that if you particularly don't like your students. That's possible. So, what about activities with this? Modal verbs are kind of things which get looked at individually in units, in course books. And it's like Unit 5, it's must and have to. Unit 7, it's can, be able to, or can and could. But it's nice to look at them all together. They are a group really important group of auxiliary verbs in English. So we've got here some modal verbs cards. Of course you can cut out the cards or you can print them onto a thick card. These are the modal verb cards, so you cut these out and then you could just say to the students, okay, write down next to each one what is the use, and then write an example. Or you could match with the use card. So this is exactly what's on the first page. So you would say, okay, will, it's future spontaneous, it's future prediction, future promise, future willingness, and so on. Yeah, so you can match those. Then there are two more sets of cards, time cards. We've got four different times in English: past, now, future and regular time. So you should know what these times are. Regular time, of course, is in present simple, for example. Something that happens regularly. It's not at any particular time. It's not past, present or future. I put now instead of present because it's sort of expresses the fact that now it's always continuously moving. What are sentence type cards? Positive, negative, question form. So what I did with these cards, I had each one sort of, they were cut up and stacked up on the table, and I asked one of the students to pick a use card. So they picked the use card, then they had to tell me which modal verb went along with it. So for example, they picked up suggestion and I elicited from them should. And then they picked up a time card, maybe past, for example. And then they picked up a sentence type, positive, negative or question, and so on. And they had to make the sentence with should in the past form, with negative sentence or question form. And they had to really think about it, but we used the cards for this. Of course, you don't need cards. You could just tell them, or use a spinner, or use a dice sort of system. Any sort of randomization, so they might look back at their revision page and see should. Okay, should. In the past is should, or should have, ought to have. Yeah. What's the negative of that? Or what's the question form? Or whatever. And make a sentence. This is the challenge. So I did this with individuals. I've done it with groups as well. It's nice to focus on modal verbs. And it's nice to do it all together. So students can see the relationship between them and the different uses, the different relationships, you know, how a modal verb like can has the form be able to. This is helping make the past form, the future form. Of course, past of can is could. That's another useful verb. I think a bit of practice with modal verbs revision will give students more confidence to use them, and when they think about modal verbs, they'll think about them as one group, not as disjointed episodes from the course book, scattered throughout the book. So the cards can help you. That's optional. You don't need to use them. But what have we got here? So this is another board plan from one of the lessons I did. I've been doing a lot of lessons with modal verbs while making this pack. That's in the that's in my classroom. So what we've got modal verbs on the board. I elicited them. I asked them to put them into groups, not past forms, but the present forms, for example. Here, I elicited the use. So I wrote this, but your student could write it. In other lessons, students have written this. I wrote a note for myself, like what was the process here. Modal verbs in groups, uses, sentences. What time is it in the sentence? What are the past forms of each modal verb? Is there a past form? So then if not, what do we use? And then you could look at positive, negative, and question forms. Now that's an example. So this is a sort of summary of the different activities, ideas for activities. Complete the gaps one that we looked at. That's a bit easier because it starts with modal verbs. Complete the gaps two was a little bit harder because it starts from uses and they've got to think of the modal verbs. And they might get them wrong and then they might do the whole activity incorrectly. This was what we talked about with the pick a card method. Write or say a sentence. You know, this passes the time because students are really thinking hard. You know, what is past form of should? Past question form of should with the particular use. It's good fun. Now, what's past question form of should in a sentence giving advice? So they've got to think about it. That's the aim of this work, to make students think, to get them to think for themselves, but with some knowledge, with some information about modal verbs. Matching, we talked about that, matching, for example, modal verb cards to use cards, or think of a sentence and match it to a use, or look in a book. Find in a page, you know, underline all the different sentences with modal verbs in any book, in a novel, in a comic book, in a newspaper, magazine article, and then just think aloud. You know, what use is each one? What is it? Are there any more uses that we haven't thought of? Yeah. That's another activity. I can add it to this page. Of course, use real English, Realia, not the course book. Yeah. So, let's keep going through it. Something else you could do is really focus on negative forms and question forms. It's not in our, they're not listed on this page. There isn't enough room. There just isn't enough space to do it. I'd like to do it. Maybe I will do it one day. But you could focus on the negative and question forms in each time. Yeah. It would be good to look at them. Give students some confidence. But this is also in the activity with the cards. Pick a card. It's positive, negative, and question form. So it is covered a little bit there. Choose X number of uses, e.g. 10. Put them in random order. And students create a role play or dialogue on an agreed topic. So I did this one yesterday with a group of was five business people from a company. They came for their regular lesson and it was really fun. They had a list on the board, list of modal verbs which we'd been looking at. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, it was must not, should, can, might, and will, and can with a different use as well. So it was necessity, prohibition, advice, ability, permission, slight possibility, and future promise. So this makes a nice activity for students to do, to work in a group. Maybe you're talking about a topic like films, like we were. So we said a place, we thought of a place at the cinema, and they've got 2, 4, 6, 7 modal verbs here. 7 uses. They've got to do them in order. Think of a dialogue or role play. At the cinema, or it could be at the supermarket, or at home, or at college, or whatever, doesn't matter. But it's quite a it's nice problem-solving activity. They've got to put in 7 modal verbs in order, so maybe 1 in each sentence, or just in the order of the dialogue. And this is something they can get on with in small groups, or pairs, and you don't need to do very much, just let them do it. Wind them up and let them go, kind of activity, which is always nice to do, because takes the pressure from you. You're not a performer at the front of the class. They're working on a project. They're working on a worthwhile cause, worthwhile thing. So that's a good one to do, and it's not so much about grammar in particular, but it's speaking and listening, but using grammar, of course, using language to make something. So this was the basic lesson plan that I've been using. Elicit the modal verbs, try to elicit everything, put them into groups, for example, must and have to, together, should and ought to, together. They like to be together, some of these modal verbs. Discard past forms, so tell them we don't want those at the moment. Try to make a list like what's on the first page of this activity. Write them in a column on the board, like in the photo. Elicit the uses. If they don't know, you know, you have to tell them. Or ask them to go and find out somehow. If they've got access to a computer or a dictionary or phone, this information is in any good dictionary. Write a sentence for each pair, modal verb and use pair. Well, that's half the lesson gone, isn't it, doing that? Work in pairs, though. Don't sit there doing it on your own, silently. Work together, share the work. What time is it in each sentence? Present, future, now, or regular time. It's rarely going to be regular time with modal verbs, let's be honest. Regular time is best for present simple. But sometimes we see it, we see regular time. Elicit past forms and more future forms. So most often modal verbs are talking about the future, we know that as a fact, but of course there are past forms, sometimes there are present, things which are about now, but not very often. So mainly future, but don't let it dominate. Write a number of sentences with different times and different sentence types, positive, negative, or question forms. And this is quite a nice activity as well. Number 10, rewrite each sentence that you've done to mean the same thing, but without using the modal verb. For example, I can swim. I'm able to swim. That's very good. Ability. But how can we say this without modal verbs? Challenge students to spend the whole day or the whole lesson without using any modal verbs. Or you could set a sort of punishment for each time you hear a modal verb used in the or think of a role play or dialogue without any modal for is it possible? Of course, it's not a real punishment, but just a sort of a joke one, you know, you lose a point or something. I can swim. It's perfectly expressed with can, with the modal verb. But we could say, I know how to swim, or it is possible for me to swim. Or swimming is one of my skills. So we can do it, but challenge your students to think of, you know, if they've got 10 sentences with modal verbs, then they have to write them again or say them out loud again without using the modal verb. And what can they do it? Can they think of it? Have they got language skills, vocabulary skills? Maybe they have. Maybe that it's possible. Maybe they can. I lost a point if I said that, yeah. Of course, these are all similar activities. This is another one, randomized. Students pick all or some of the following criteria. Use, type, time, place. That's a new one. And noun. For example, at the shopping center. Or anywhere that's interesting for your students. Or on a given topic, like shopping. Could be on the ski slope, on the topic of skiing. Working in small groups. Can be any topic, doesn't matter. But good if it's interesting for your students. Students write a sentence to match the criteria. So, if you could have five students standing in a line, one of them says a use, one of them says a type, one says a time, one says a place, and one says a noun, and the rest of the class have to have, you know, 1 minute or 30 seconds, 40 seconds to write the sentence, and the best one, the most accurate or most correct one could get a point or get a prize, you know. So it could be like that. Or it could be in groups. But the more random, the better. And maybe they'll find that they can't make a sentence. They get a use and a type and a time which just don't match together. Maybe it's regular time that's the problem. Yeah. But that's not a problem for you because you're able to explain it, talk about it. You're discussing modal verbs. And think about why is it like that. Now, I had an example in one activity that I did. It was looking at slight possibility. Slight possibility may. In regular time, is it possible in regular time to use may? It was a brain teaser for me. Had to really think about it. Probably not. No. Probably not. But maybe yes. Maybe you can think of something where we're using may in regular time. Every day I may have a biscuit. Oh, that, or that's permission, but it's not a possibility. So, let's draw a veil over that one. But yeah, maybe there isn't a sentence. And that's good as well. That's useful to look at. To discuss why is it like that. What happened? What can we do about it? Nothing. The answer. So, and this is a team thing. A winner is the group with the most points. You could give a prize, etc., etc. But really, they're studying modal verbs and they're studying grammar, but in groups and in teams and with the whole class and with a fun activity. They could do the writing with modal verbs later at home, for example. So I thought for this one I will set a quiz for you. The listener or viewer of this modal verbs revision think. And here are 10 questions, and I'll give you the answers a bit later on. Get ready with a piece of paper and a pen if you're going to play along with this. Write down a sentence that matches my criteria. For example, number one, ability. Positive sentence, passed. At a school, pencil. So those are the five things. Ability, positive, past, school, pencil. Maybe pause this recording or video and write the sentence. See if you can do it. Ready for number two? So, prohibition, negative, future, supermarket, trolley. So you must use this criteria. You must use these five things in your sentence. And I'll give you an example answers in a minute. Three, future, promise, question, past, garage, car. Four, advice, negative, future, park, football. Five, obligation, external, positive, regular time, bus station, skateboard. Six, formal permission, question, future, granddad's house, piano. So you should have six sentences now. Don't forget to pause this recording between each one. Write down the sentence with the criteria. Number seven is future prediction. Negative, future, news agents, newspaper. Of course, you can change the places, the nouns in your lessons to match something that your students are interested in. This is just for example. Number eight, duty, positive, now, beach, ice cream. Nine, slight possibility, question, regular time, old house, creaking door. Number 10, last one, necessity, internal, positive, past, ferry, bottle of water. So of course you can do 5 of these 10, 15, 20, 50, or 100, however many you want. And you could use this maybe at the end of a lesson if you've got 5 minutes extra time. Just write on the board some criteria, or elicit it from the students even better. Okay, everybody, give me a use. Prohibition. A type, negative. A time, future. Place, supermarket. And a noun, trolley. So your students can elicit these things, and then they've got a few minutes, 2 minutes to write X number of sentences with this. So it's something as a could be a filler as well, once you've done it properly. Okay, so let's look at the answers. So if you haven't finished writing, please pause now and you're back in the room. Let's look at the answers then. So we've got it. It was possible for each sentence. If you're on the video, you can see this. There we are. But I'm going to read it for the podcast listeners. So number one, at school I could or used to be able to. Used to, we can use here. At school I could write with four pencils at the same time. Number two, we're not going to be allowed to borrow a trolley for our party on Saturday. So it's future prohibition. One was ability, positive past. Three, future promise, question past. Did you say that you would fix Dave's car? Did you? Four, advice, negative future. You didn't ought to be playing football near the boating lake this evening. Maybe not a very common sentence, but it's possible, yeah. Five, obligation, external, positive, regular. Because of you, I have to ride to the bus station on my skateboard every Friday. It's hard to get the regular time sent with these modal verbs. I have to say that. Something I've learned from doing this. Six. Formal permission, question mark, and future. Might I play your piano for a few minutes, please, Grandpa? Might I? Not a very common question form, but for some very privileged people, it might be. Might I? Yes, you might. Number seven, future prediction, negative and future, of course. My favorite newspaper won't be on sale yet. It's prediction. Eight, duty, positive, now. You really ought to put your ice cream wrapper in the bin, you know. Nine, slight possibility, question mark, and regular, question form, regular. May the door creak like that every day while we're here? Not very natural. Some combinations may not be possible in natural English, I've put here. The same about formal permission, it's not very often used. Might I? Yes, you might. It's more often used as in a slight possibility. It might rain, for example. But may the door creak like... No, it's not a nice option. But if you're doing this randomly, you might get this kind of combination. And you have to deal with it and just say, no, we can't think of anything. Then it's not very common. 10 is necessity, internal, positive, past. I was so thirsty that I had to buy a bottle of water on the ferry. And I really tried to draw the distinction for students between must and have to. Must is really about the person thinking something they need to do themselves, rather than somebody telling them. Yeah, I must buy a bottle of water. It's something I need, but it's necessity, internal, internalized. But I have to buy it. It's maybe because somebody is telling you to do it. Yeah. Why they would tell you, I don't know. I really don't know. But that's the fun we can have with modal verbs. And this is the free pack. You can download it from EnglishBanana.com. There it is. You're very welcome to use it. If you use it, please let me know how you do, how it goes. Here we are. It'll be on the podcast page, and I'll probably add it to the worksheets page. So maybe do a search if you can't find it. And if you have any feedback about it, you can contact me at info@englishbanana.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Bye for now. So, hope that was something useful, interesting, exciting, wonderful. I hope you can use it, that you should use it, you will use it, you must, you have to, etc. 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 Don't forget you can download the materials for this lesson from our podcast page on EnglishBanana.com. I hope you'll be able to download them and receive them, print them, photocopy them, do whatever you want. All photocopyable stuff. So, if you have any comments or questions, suggestions for the next podcast, feel free to contact me at info@EnglishBanana.com. I guarantee to read your emails or tweets and usually reply if I need to reply. And this week somebody did contact me about a new app which they produced. It's called Learn the Alphabet with Nialdi the Witch. And this is an app for children, really. It's teaching them the alphabet, how to draw the shapes, how to write the alphabet. It comes with printable educational material. It's really nice. It's really nice, really funny. You can find this on iOS. If you've got iOS, you can find it on Android for Android people. And you can find it on Amazon App Store as well, for Amazon people. And they wrote to me, this is from Giada and Ivan. They wrote to me with all the details, and I decided to include it in the podcast, talking about the letters of the alphabet. And I tried it out, it's really nice. There are different options, so you can go through the whole alphabet with somebody giving a commentary, how to draw the shapes, what they remind you of. You know, letter A is like a roof, or it's a triangle shape with a line or stick, they say. Or you can turn off the sound, you can just have the music. There's animations for each one with the character, the witch character. And I think it was really nice. Some ideas came to me. You know, if you turn off the sound and you could pause between each letter, you could ask the children to say any number of words with each letter, for example. That's one activity. You could ask them to draw the letter as it goes along. There's loads that you could do with this. That would be nice on a tablet or an iPad, for example. Really nice drawings and animations. Plus it comes with an e-book, a colouring book, which supports it. I mean, I downloaded this. I was surprised when I saw it was 53 pages long. So it's loads of pictures, colouring pictures. You know, D for dinosaur, E for elephant. But with the character, and it's quite an original style of drawing. The pictures are really, really nice. So, what else did I want to say? Good for young learners, good for children's lessons. You know, the printouts could be for homework, or you could do in the class. You could make a frieze on the wall with all colourful versions of each letter. So it's a really good idea. I like this, so I can say, have a look at it. It's called Nialdi the Witch. It's on iOS, Amazon, Android. Just looking at the email, they said each one of the letters has a clear font, has two dedicated animated pages. The first one describes the letter, so the shape of it, and it's also comparing letters. It's saying like Q is like O but with a tail or part, an extra part. The words are selected to catch kids' attention and imagination, lively and colourful animation, the professional narrator's voice. Just one comment, I wondered why the narrator was an American voice. But it's no problem. It just comes as a point when we get to the letter Z, for example, we wouldn't say it in British English. Of course, we say Z. Z. So, that was that. If you have something that you've done that you want to promote on this podcast for free without any payment, any bribery, then please contact me and we'll see what we can do. Educators are generous people, usually. Happy to share what they're doing. So I'm happy to share this one. So go and find out about it. And see if you can use it. Nailed the witch. And I think that's all for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. And if you have any comments or questions, please get in touch. Just a note about the music. Thanks to the people who have shared the music for this podcast. The details are available in the podcast file. And this, I really like this theme. It's again, it's shared free thing. It's Creative Commons. So thanks for sharing. And thanks for listening, folks. Hopefully see you next week with another podcast. In the meantime, enjoy your modal verbs. Let's learn them all at once and get it over with. And then we can move on to other things in the lesson with this under our belts. So thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye for now.